Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Mike Price, the Greater Lansing Sports Authority, and a lot of things going on in this community. Seems like it's always that way. I had a chance to speak yesterday with Ed Dutcher about the BCAM clinic, and want to ask a couple of questions to Mike about that and some other big events coming to Lansing. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. How are you today?
Well, just fine. I understand about 900 coaches coming to this town, and a lot of people lose track of the economic impact for something like that.
Yeah, this is just a fabulous event for our region. One, the economic impact it has in our region. Two, the fact that we can kind of showcase here, you know, once again, what a great basketball community we are by having all these coaches come in from around the state of Michigan. But then also we bring in, BCAM, I should say, brings in just some fabulous coaches from around the country to speak to, you know, our statewide coaches, Jamie Dixon, Tom Izzo. We've got some great women's coaches coming in as well.
Right. Bruce Weber of Illinois is going to be there.
Absolutely. The list goes on. We could sit here for 10 minutes and talk about the coaches that will be in here. So it's a fabulous event all the way around.
In terms of making people aware of Mid-Michigan, of what Lansing has to offer, what kind of response do you get?
You know, it's normally a couple things. It's when we reach out outside of our region and we talk about bringing events into the greater Lansing region, and we meet with national governing bodies or folks that organize events or rights holders, and we sit down with these people and we chat about the facilities we have, the people we have in our community that really want to make things happen, and some of the attractions that we have in our community, they get excited about it. They understand it. They see it. They think this is a great place. We're centrally located. The folks we have in this region are very just pleasant to deal with people. I think the tougher sell is even within our region sometimes is convincing people here locally that, you know, this is a good place to be. This people want to come here. You talk to people outside of this region, and they're excited to come to Lansing. They look forward to that trip. So sometimes the toughest sell is just that sell within our own region.
With the different hotels in the community, and I guess each one has selling points, if you attract an event, do you leave that up to the hotels to bid for that as a host? Is it a situation where you say, well, this event might work better here, and you make a recommendation? How does that all come together?
Yeah, sports are a little bit different animal than your typical convention or meeting. It's very facility-driven.
Okay.
So the first thing we do is we locate a facility that will accommodate the needs of that particular event. And we work very well and closely with a lot of our facility partners in the area. And once we get to the hotel portion of things, we base what the client's looking for as far as hotel needs and what the requirements are. And then we do issue that information out to our hotel community and offer them a chance to interact with that planner or that event organizer and let them know what they have to offer as a hotel so that they can make the best selection for their attendees.
Right. And I guess each event would be a little bit different that way.
That's the truth. Some of them are looking for a very affordable, low maintenance hotel with a free breakfast, and others, a higher end hotel that maybe has a restaurant located in it. So each event is really different. It really is.
An event like this, I'm sure there'll be people who will be partaking of events around the community. Certainly, restaurants stand to benefit, gas stations, shopping outlets. Is it possible to put an economic impact figure on an event like this weekend's?
It's so tricky to put just a hard, solid number on an economic impact of an event. You know, you can look at how many attendees are here, where they're coming from, the hotel rooms that are sold, and the fact that a lot of them bring, you know, spouse or somebody else that comes along, and they'll do some shopping or some entertaining or some outside hotel activities while they're here. So it's really hard to put an actual number on. It's X amount of dollars of economic impact, but it's certainly significant when you get 900 coaches coming in from all over the state to spend 3 days here, spending nights in hotels, eating in restaurants, visiting our attractions, stopping at the gas stations, and everything else that comes along with the trip to the community. It's certainly going to have significant impact.
An event like this, Mike, you've had for a couple decades, but pursuit of new events, I imagine, is going to be one of the most competitive things that any community could be involved with. Can you talk about the process for trying to attract things like this big water polo event you have coming in?
Yeah, the new events are, there's always competition for the new events, and there's competition for the events that are established in the community. We want to make sure that we we take care of those folks that are here and realize the assets we have in our region and make sure that they continue to want to keep their event here. But then when we focus on bringing in new events, you know, we really focus locally on what our strengths are and who our strength is here in this community. You know, we're strong in hockey, we're strong in figure skating, we're strong in baseball and softball, we're strong in basketball. So we focus on those areas that we know we have strong support in the community to go out and look at some of those national events to bring here. We've just recently began working with a water polo club here locally, which we didn't necessarily think of as a strength 5 years ago, but through their efforts and some of the things that they're doing and the partnership that we've come up with, we've been able to work together to bring a few water polo events here and really make Michigan a nice stop for water polo. We've hosted a couple events here this last summer, and we have one coming up in October, which is a great event to really showcase the greater Lansing area to some water polo events and see how we might be able to grow that in the future.
When one event is successful, I know that the water polo community might not necessarily be in daily communication with basketball coaches, but I imagine that communities get a reputation.
They do, and there's no middle ground with your reputation. You're either a good sports community or you're a sports community to stay away from. There's no in-between with that. I actually just came back from a conference where I met with a number of national governing bodies for a lot of the U.S. Olympic sports, USA Hockey, USA Figure Skating, Racquetball, and such. And word does travel, and you're able to use your event resume, your repertoire that you have of events hosted, to really solicit a lot of those other events. We go in, and the selling point is we've hosted USA Hockey National Championships here, both girls and on the boys' side of things. So if we can do USA Hockey Championships, I'm certain we can do the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. I'm sure we have something for racquetball. And those groups talk amongst themselves, and they know what type of experience they had in your community. Were they welcomed? Were they a big deal in your community? Did their attendees look forward to coming there? And when they left, were they happy? Did they provide good feedback? So absolutely, you can be your worst enemy if you don't take care of the groups properly.
Mike Price, the Greater Lansing Sports Authority, our guest on Ebling and You. Mike, how often is your competition another community in the state of Michigan? How often is it a Midwest town of a similar size? Or how often are you going against national bidders?
You know, it's pretty frequently that we go across large Tier 1 cities or come across large Tier 1 cities that are bidding on the same events we are. I think as a whole, sports has grown its perception as a way to really bump economic impact in your community, because these folks are only spending a limited amount of time on their fields or at their competition sites, 2 to 3 hours a day typically, whereas a convention, they're there for 8 to 10 hours. So in sports, they're bringing their family, they're getting out there, and they're doing more in your community than just attending a conference. So the competition has been pretty steep. We constantly find ourselves going after some of the same events that a Cleveland, a Detroit, a Grand Rapids, a Salt Lake City, or even more destination-type cities would go after. We sometimes find ourselves in some of those battles.
All right, if there were one thing that you could add to this community besides the kind of weather we have this afternoon, what would you like to see here? What would help make your job a little bit easier?
You know, I think facility enhancement and development in our community as far as sporting facilities go would certainly be something we could focus on. You look at what some of the other communities are doing with large softball, baseball, soccer complexes, and really making those flexible sites to host large events, and they're able to attract some very large events during need periods in communities where you can make a significant difference through economic impact. And I would love to see down the road that opportunity create itself here in our community, where we're able to go after some larger baseball, softball, soccer-type events with a large competitive complex like you see in some of these other communities. We have Grand Rapids is moving forward with some initiatives over there to create a large facility. Of course, there's Bailey Park and Battle Creek. Detroit has some nice fields around the Canton area. You know, I think there's an opportunity there where down the road maybe we can look at enhancing and furthering what we have. We have some great facilities in East Lansing and Potterville and in Lansing that we certainly showcase, but there's certainly some opportunity for growth out there as well, I'd imagine.
All right. Mike Price, our guest, manager of sports development, and really a driving force behind the Greater Lansing Sports Authority, and really an unsung hero here in mid-Michigan with all the work that's done to bring events to the community. A reminder, The BCAM Clinic, it starts Friday and goes through Sunday at the Causeway Bay Hotel. And there are going to be a lot of great guests here and about 900 coaches coming into our community. Mike, great to talk with you again.
Thank you so much for all you do for our region, Jack. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Adam Van Lente coming up next on Ebling & You.